Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at AloraModernWellness.com. Well, against all odds, I set the opponent previews up perfectly to end at Southern Mississippi when State is playing Southern Mississippi. Don't ask me how I did it, but we got here. Dima Mixon joins us now, covers the Golden Eagles for Pine Belt Sports, where he's the sports editor there. He's also a member of the Super Talk family as a co-host of the Eagle Hour. And Dima, it's so tough for you and I both to preview this game because what Southern Mississippi was a year ago, what Mississippi State was a year ago, a lot of those players are gone and they've been replaced by new players. How good a feel do you have of what this Southern Mississippi team is going to be?
I have no idea. I'm going to be fully honest. I don't know. Charles Huff runs the practices and pretty much the whole administration, just like Nick Saban does. So we've had very little access to see anything as far as how they're going to line up, what they're going to run. So a lot of it is unknown. The only thing we do know is just what some of the players have proven before at other teams. But if you're talking about last year's team to this year's team, it's over 85 new players. There's only about four or five players from last year's Southern Miss team going to line up against Mississippi State on Saturday.
One of those new faces is obviously one of the biggest names for the Golden Eagles, and that's Braylon Braxton, the quarterback, transferring in from Marshall. He was the Sun Belt Player of the Year. I've made this comparison a number of times, but imagine if Mississippi State had hired Kirby Smart and had gotten Garrett Nussmeier to transfer to Mississippi State. That's what Southern Mississippi did within the confines of the Sun Belt. They got the Coach of the Year, and they got the Player of the Year. I think he's an outstanding player. The stat that stands out for me with him is touchdown to interception. He just doesn't give the ball away. 19-2 a year ago. It's not a step up in competition for him. It should be easy sailing. Do you think he just comes in and is good right from the jump?
I do. I think, and he's definitely added some more weight, even from last season. He's a lot bigger, and every time I talk to him, at least the one or two times I've spoken to him, just a all-around-to-earth guy, very knowledgeable in the sport, very just a good guy in general. The way he moves with his legs is very elite. I think, he could probably start on almost any group of five team in the whole country. And it's probably some power four teams as well, especially some on the lower end of the SEC, Big Ten, and ACC. So very good arm. I don't think he has as big of a deep ball threat as like a Blake Shapen would. Mm-hmm. But he's going to hurt you with his legs. And I think he's definitely going to give Mississippi State a lot to handle on Saturday because a lot of the offense is going to revolve around him. Blake Anderson, offensive coordinator coming from Utah State, he basically told us when we talked to him a few weeks ago that he just kind of is going to give the reins to Blake, to Braylon, and kind of let him run the offense. And I expect it to be smooth, and I expect him to run the ball, but I expect him to thread the needle some. But you're right, he doesn't turn the ball over much, which is something that's very, very, very hard to find, and something that Southern Miss fans, man, they have not seen the past 3 years. A quarterback like this, I mean, they didn't even have a quarterback last three seasons. I mean, 2 years ago, they had nine guys line up in the quarterback when we were literally watching a high school game, basically nine guys line up at quarterback in the same game. So I think the Miss fans are going to be a little shocked just to see how veteran presence he is in the pocket.
If we had to pick a spot, a position where the Marshall influence is greatest, I think it's at the receiver position. Just so many of the pass catchers coming down from Huntington. We didn't have a depth chart from Charles Huff. I enjoyed his explanation from that, though. I thought it was like, well, as explanations go, that makes a lot of sense. But how do you see that receiver rotation working for the Golden Eagles?
Yeah, it's going to be Metcalf, going to be kind of the star receiver on the outside. Elijah Metcalf. He came in from Marshall. And then you're going to have Braylon Brown. He also came in from Marshall. He's going to be outside receiver. Tall guy, really good route runner. Had a really good season at Marshall last year. And then they also added Micah Davis from Ole Miss. He's going to be kind of their inside guy. Carl Chester is going to be the slot receiver. He's going to kind of rotate in and out with Davis Dalton, who was on the team last season, but kind of he got injured to the start of the season last year, so he didn't play meaningful snaps a lot, but he did have a couple touchdowns. So yeah, the receiver room is going to be a big change too, because it's actually proven talent. So Ole Miss has not had proven receivers at all the past 3 seasons. I mean, just none. I mean, you can't name Jason Brownlee, obviously playing with the Chiefs now. He's probably their last receiver who could prove that he could do something. Now, granted, they didn't have the quarterbacks to throw him to the wall. So sorry about that. Granted,
That
they didn't have the
happens.
quarterbacks to throw him to the wall, but throw the ball to. But I think the receiver room is exceptionally better than it has been the past 3 seasons.
If you made me pick where I think Mississippi State has the biggest advantage in this game, it's going to be on the line of scrimmage. State's just a
Oh, no
bigger,
doubt.
more powerful football team. How does Southern Mississippi work itself around that?
Well, I would say for sure. I mean, in my previews coming out, that's all I'm talking about. I mean, the biggest concern for me for Southern Miss to win this football game is in the line of scrimmage, especially on the offensive line. They got the big bodies this season. Their line is strong. It's a lot better than and deeper than it has been in past seasons. But going up against an SEC front week one, I mean, that's just a tall task, especially on the left side of the offensive line. That they've had to piece around a lot of places there. You'll see Greg Nunnery line up over there. He played last season for Southern Miss, and he wasn't great last season. So he's got a lot of growing up to do before an SEC front comes in. So as far as trying to remedy that, I think they will try to get the ball out quick. I don't think they're going to let Braylon just sit back there in the pocket and chuck it all downfield all day. I think you're going to see a lot of quick screens to get these playmakers involved, sweeps, stuff like that, to the running backs. I think they'll let Braylon roll out the pocket some, but I don't think he's just going to be able to stand. He's not going to be able to just stand in there. I think Mississippi State has a clear advantage on both lines. I think so the Mississippi defense line is better than what people think. I think they're gonna be able to play with Mississippi State's at least, for the start of the game, especially probably till halftime, be able to match up against Mississippi State's offensive line. But I think, Mississippi State's just depth is just gonna hurt Southern Miss in this game.
Josh Moten was the guy Mississippi State desperately wanted to recruit away from Marshall. He ends up following Charles Huff to Southern Mississippi, and now he's going to be one of the best corners, not only in the Sun Belt but in college football this year, I think. Mississippi State's best receiver last year was Kevin Coleman in the slot. I think that that's the position State likes to run the passing game through the most. Is Moten able to come inside, do you think, in some situations, or is that just going to be a situation where you got your second or third best against what might be Mississippi State's best receiver in Anthony Evans?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, to be
Yeah.
fully honest, because I don't know what they're looking like, to be fully honest. But I do know
Go to
that,
practice. Get in there. Sneak in somehow.
hey, I'm gonna just sit on the top floor,
Yeah. Yeah.
but I think Moten is gonna stay on the boundary. Personally, I think that that's at least every time I've seen the lineup, some of one-on-ones, that's where he's been. Now they do have two players, Ian Foster and Amir Foster. Ian Foster, they run a 4-2-5 defense, so Ian Foster's kind of your nickel, and he's probably one of the sneaky good players the Mississippi State fans probably need to get in to know. Ian Foster coming in from Marshall, he's the guy who runs the whole defense. He's the captain of the defense. Jason Seymour, the defensive coordinator, he says Ian Foster's the best nickel he's ever coached. I'm sure that he's going to have his hands full against the Mississippi State wide receivers, as you're saying. But I do think they're going to have a plan to stop Coleman. I don't think they're going to let him hurt him.
What's the path for the upset here for Southern Mississippi? I most years, and I try not to come across as like disrespectful, but an SEC team playing a Sun Belt team, you're just going to say the SEC team's going to win and probably win easily. What happened with State last year against Toledo? You can't sit here and say gimme games for Mississippi State until they prove that they can do that. So if there is a path for another upset for the Golden Eagles to win this game, how do they do it?
Well, I mean, you know, I think back to two seasons ago when they played in Starkville.
Yeah.
And, you know, Southern Miss's team, nowhere is near as good as this team. Mm-hmm. And that was a six-point game with 7 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
7 minutes to go, Jeffrey Pittman ran a, 61-yard touchdown, however long it was.
Where is he now?
And he's at Southern Miss. Yes. And I just interviewed him, actually. A story came out this morning.
That's odd, yeah.
But yeah, so I think they just have, you know, you can't turn the ball over. You can't be silly. You know, you're going to have to capitalize on Mississippi State's mistakes because they're going to make mistakes. It's week one. They're not going to be perfect. And so they're going to have to capitalize on the mistakes. You know, the only thing I'm just worried about is, you know, you're playing. It's hard to go up against the depth of an SEC school. And so when Mississippi State just lines up and runs the ball down their throats, you know, in the third and fourth quarter, can Southern Miss remedy that? And, you know, I think they might, but I'm not very confident they will, especially in week one, because I think that, you know, this is 84 new players, you know, getting it all right on week one to beat an SEC school would be pretty incredible. So the path of the upset is like any path for an upset, you know, just controlling the ball, don't turn the ball over. You know, as Charles Huff said yesterday, making your layups, which means catching the ball if it's thrown to you, you know, no stupid penalties. I think the path is there, and I do think it's going to be a very close game. I really do. Yeah. I think that, you know, I'm not picking Southern Miss to win. I don't know if you're doing picks on the show, but I'm not picking them to win. But I do think that Southern Miss will keep it close for most of the game. But I think that Southern Mississippi State's depth is just going to pull them away in the end.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on a lot of points there. So, all right, Demon Mixon, the Pine Belt Sports Editor, and the Eagle Hour. I'll see you in Hattiesburg this Saturday.
Yeah, see you there.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.